From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. Indonesia must implement policies for anticipating and mitigating the new variant of the coronavirus called Omicron or B.1.1.529 as early as possible. It was stated by Indonesian President Joko Widodo during the submission of the Budget Allocation List or DIPA and the 2022 Book of Allocations for Fund Transfers to Regions and Villages in a meeting at the State Palace on Monday, as reported by Antara. He also said the mitigation must be taken seriously to support the structural reform program and national economic recovery. He asked the ranks of the central and regional governments to remain vigilant, saying the COVID-19 pandemic has not ended yet. The spread of the coronavirus still remains a threat to the world, including Indonesia. Indonesian Coordinating Economic Affairs Minister Airlangga Hartarto confirmed the government will inform the House of Representatives leadership to designate amendment of the job creation law as a priority in the 2022 National Legislation Program. As reported by Antara, Hartarto stated at a press conference in Jakarta on Monday, the Constitutional Court has also been notified regarding the inclusion of the job creation law to the legislation program's open cumulative list. Earlier, the Constitutional Court had declared Law No. 11 of 2020 on job creation as conditionally unconstitutional and ordered the government to proceed with amending the law within a period of 2 years. Administrative and Bureaucratic Reform Minister Cahyokumolo echoed the government's commitment to realizing accountable and transparent governance by establishing the electronic-based governance system and integrity zone. Cahyokumolo noted in his statement received by Antara on Monday, "The integrity zone is a predicate given to ministries or agencies and local governments that are committed to creating a free corruption working zone and accountable service zone by preventing corruption, reforming bureaucracy, and improving public service quality." The Indonesian government will update the list of foreign nationals allowed to enter Indonesia in response to the spread of the Omicron variant of COVID-19. It was said by Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, during a weekly press briefing on Monday, as reported by Antara. He further said the new variant has been reported to have spread to Hong Kong and Belgium. He also noted the Indonesian government will prioritize the health and safety of its citizens to avoid a third wave of COVID-19 by regulating travelers who can enter the country. Uno explained the government will evaluate the border opening for foreign tourists on a regular basis, which will be coordinated with the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Investment, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and the Ministry of Health. Now we move to the international news. The Health Ministry of France data showed on Monday that France registered its biggest jump in coronavirus-related hospital admissions since the spring. the number of patients in intensive care units with COVID-19 jumped by 117 to about 1,700 people, the biggest increase since March to April, when the ICU number rose by more than 100 per day on several days. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, the number of people in hospital with the virus jumped by 470 to about 9,800, the biggest one-day increase since March 29. The World Health Organization has warned that the Omicron coronavirus variant poses a high risk of infection surges around the globe. The WHO said on Monday that the variant could lead to severe consequences in some regions. As reported by BBC.com, the head of the organization, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, renewed a call for a global push to get vaccines to poorer nations. The variant was detected in South Africa earlier this month, with initial evidence suggesting it has a higher reinfection risk. We end the news with U.S. President Joe Biden, who has called the Omicron COVID variant a cause for concern, not a cause for panic, one day after it was detected in North America. As reported by BBC.com on Tuesday, Biden said he saw no need for a lockdown for now, adding if people are vaccinated and wear their masks. Cases have been found in Canada, and the United States has imposed travel bans on 8 African countries. Despite vaccines and Mr. Biden's vow to shut down the virus, more Americans died this year from COVID than last. At the White House on Monday, the president called it almost inevitable that the Omicron strain, first reported by South Africa, will be found in the U.S. at some point. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
The Constitutional Court, or MK, has ruled that Law No. 11-2020 on job creation, or better known as the Job Creation Law, is conditionally unconstitutional. The MK also officially ordered the House of Representatives, DPR, and the government to revise the law within 2 years. What is the government's response to the Constitutional Court verdict, which is final and binding? President Joko Widodo, in a press statement at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Monday, stated that as part of a democratic country based on law, the government will respect and immediately implement the Constitutional Court verdict. However, President Joko Widodo assured both domestic and foreign investors that investment will continue to run safely. In his view, he believes that nothing has been cancelled by the MK regarding the Job Creation Act. President Joko Widodo also emphasized that with the Constitutional Court stating that the job creation law is still in effect, all the materials and substance in the job creation law and the rules will remain in full force and effect without any article being cancelled or declared invalid. President Joko Widodo also expressed the government's commitment and his commitment that the agenda of structural reform, deregulation, and debureaucratization will continue to be implemented. For investors, especially foreign ones, President Joko Widodo's commitment is important. For the business world, the most important thing is legal certainty in running their business in Indonesia. Now, the government and the DPR must immediately work hard to revise the job creation law so that it is constitutional. Meanwhile, the government still has to maintain its commitment to investors. If not, the government will lose not only trust, but also probability to be sued internationally. Hopefully, the government and the DPR can immediately revise the job creation law without incurring loss for domestic and foreign investors. Ease of doing business is an absolute requirement for a country to be able to attract as much as investment as possible. More investment means more jobs are available and the economy continues to grow. The ultimate goal of investment should be towards the welfare of the people. I'll start today in history with November 30, 1957, when the Cikini tragedy occurred. The Cikini tragedy was the attempted assassination of President Soekarno on Jalan Cikini No. 76 Central, Jakarta. The incident took place at the Cikini College Foundation School, Saturday, November 30, 1957. This assassination attempt was masterminded by Yusuf Ismail, a member of the Darul Islam Rebels, Indonesian Islamic Army, DITII. He and three of his colleagues threw six grenades towards President Soekarno. Five of them exploded and killed 10 school children and injured 48 people. President Soekarno and his two children, Guntur and Megawati, survived the incident. Moving on to November 30, 1988, when the International Computer Security Day occurred. Commemorations of the International Computer Security Day aims to raise awareness of computer users about the importance of computer security. Computer Security Day started on November 30, 1988, when the Computer Machinery Association ACM in Washington, D.C., trying to bring computer-related security issues into a national security issue. Since then, United States Computer Security Day has grown to become a worldwide day of observance. I'll end today in history with November 30, 2004, when Lion Air crashed in Indonesia. On November 30, 2004, MD-82 Lion Air flight number JT-538 skidded while landing at Adi Sumarmo Solo Central, Java. 26 people died and 61 others were injured in the incident. The plane took off from Jakarta with destination Surabaya and transit in Solo with 146 passengers. Based on the investigation results of the National Transportation Safety Committee, the cause of the accidents was because the runway was flooded so that the plane skidded and could not be controlled and skidded off the runway. The situation was also caused by pilot error who did not follow the landing procedure.
mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقو انتقال فيروس كوفيد-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
رانج جنشوي بيتاي كوجو يفانشي سينسين غوانجوان بيندو فييان دا چوانبو. ودا كوجو باوهوني ودا كوجو باوهو.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Rintik demi rintik membasahi muka bumi saat itu penuh dengan payung seketika jas hujan dicari-cari semua orang inginkan teduh. Lagu yang mendung
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia held the 6th plenary meeting of Indonesia United Nations Consultative Forum IUNCF in Jakarta on Thursday. IUNCF is an annual forum for the government of Indonesia and the United Nations agencies in Indonesia to discuss cooperation in achieving Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs. As quoted on the kemlu.go.id, the 6th plenary meeting of the IUNCF was chaired by Director General of Multilateral Cooperation of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Febrian Alfianto Rudyard, and head of the United Nations representative in Indonesia, Valerie Joliant, as co-chair of the meeting. The meeting was also attended by representative of Indonesian government ministries and institutions, including the Ministry of State Secretariat, National Development Planning Agency Bappenas, the Ministry of Communication and Informatics, and representative of UN agencies in Indonesia, including United Nations Development Programme UNDP, the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, UNODC, the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, UNHCR, and the United Nations Industrial Development Organization, UNIDO, the International Telecommunication Union, ITU, and the United Nations Entity for Gender Equality and the Empowerment of Women, UN Women. During the event, Director Febrian Alfianto stated that Indonesia believes the stronger partnership between Indonesia and the United Nations is needed more than ever to jointly overcome the huge impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. In 2021, IUNCF discussed a number of cooperation issues in the two working groups. Working Group 1 focuses on the development and implementation of the Adaptive Social Protection Program in Indonesia. Meanwhile, Working Group 2 has discussed the development of the host country agreement negotiation and several administrative issues. In the 6th plenary, the theme of the discussion was held regarding support for the chair of Indonesia at the G20 summit. The theme of the Indonesian chair, Recover Together, Recover Stronger, illustrates the world's current need for collective recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. Meanwhile, head of the UN representative in Indonesia, Valerie Joliant, emphasized that UN's commitment to support the Indonesian presidencies at the G20 for the collective global recovery after the pandemic in line with the Sustainable Development Goals, SDG. The UN also hopes that Indonesia's chairmanship will bring about a positive impact on countries outside the G20.
terhenti menyirami hingga ku terbangun di esok pagi.
Pagi
musim hujan selamat datang. Janganlah engkau cepat
Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener, if one day you go on vacation to South Sulawesi, try to enjoy a food called Nasu Chemba, typical of Nrekang district. Because of its thick taste with the aroma of chemba leaves, it is very popularly known as Nasu Chemba. In the local language, Nasu means cooking and chemba is the name of the plants used specifically in this dish. So, Nasu Chemba can be interpreted as chemba cuisine. Chemba or Acacia pennata usually grows wild on the outskirts of Mount Nrekang. The shape of the leaves of these chemba plants is similar to meniran. The difference is chemba plants have thorny stalks. The part of the chemba leaf used is the leaf that is still young. This chemba leaf gives a distinctive sour taste. The basic ingredient of Nasu Chemba is a meat that is still attached to the beef ribs. Besides easier to bite, it tastes better than the other bones. In addition to chemba leaves, other spices are used such as lemongrass stalks, pepper, coriander, turmeric, shallots, and garlic, ginger, galangal, and bate kaluku or roasted coconut. All spices are mashed and sauteed except bate kaluku, galangal, lemongrass that are only crushed. Meanwhile, the ribs are cooked until tender. Next, all the stir-fried spices, including the crushed lemongrass, are added with salt and flavorings, followed by 2 kilograms of bate kaluku or grated roasted coconut with half a kilogram of chemba leaves. A few minutes after all the spices and meat are combined, a delicious aroma begins to waft and anyone cannot wait to taste it. Listener, you do not need to doubt the taste of this food. When it will be eaten, you can feel the combination of sour and savory taste. It is very enjoyable while it is still hot. especially if you sip the gravy when it's hot. It feels so fresh. Nasu chemba is usually eaten with green chili sauce. This green chili sauce is made from green chilies that is still young, mashed and sauteed without additional salt and flavoring. Nasu chemba is usually present for celebration events or as a menu for breaking the fast of the Enrekang community. For those of you who are interested in enjoying this food, you can find it at the restaurants there. The price is around 300,000 rupiah per serving. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Menjelma bayang-bayang dalam hening, dalam kerinduan ku dapati puan menangisi hujan, meratapi hujan. Bukan bersedih tapi kerinduan yang manis. Sedari tadi ku ingin memeluk, ku ingin mendekap erat. Puan asik dengan hujan, puan sedang mengenang-enang. Puan sedih juga riang di setiap hujan datang. Di setiap hujan datang, puan selalu seru bermain dengan hujan. Hujan lagi selalu seru bermain dengan hujan. Ai, hujan lagi puan. Oh, hujan lagi puan. Ai, hujan lagi puan. Ai.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, a segment in Voice of Indonesia's English program which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in the language or Bahasa Indonesia. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development and Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is berbelanja. Berbelanja, which means shopping. Next is an example of a conversation related to today's topic entitled termahal. Termahal, which means the most expensive. This conversation takes place between Kevin and a salesperson. Kevin wants to know if the price of the batik shirt he is holding is the most expensive in the shop. Let's listen to their conversation.
Apakah ini batik termahal di sini?
Bukan. Yang paling mahal adalah batik tulis.
After listening to the conversation entitled termahal, termahal, which means the most expensive, I will give phrases and vocabulary related to it. I will say the words twice and you can repeat after me. Batik termahal. Batik termahal, which means the most expensive batik. Paling mahal. Paling mahal, which means the most expensive. Batik tulis. Batik tulis, which means written batik. Apakah ini batik termahal di sini? Apakah ini batik termahal di sini? Which means, is this the most expensive batik here? Bukan. Bukan. Which means no. Yang paling mahal adalah batik tulis. Yang paling mahal adalah batik tulis. Which means the most expensive is written batik. Menjual. Menjual. Which means sell. Bagus. Bagus. Which means good. Kualitas terbaik. Kualitas terbaik. Which means best quality. Paling baik. Paling baik. Which means the best. In conversation, you heard the phrase, apakah ini batik termahal di sini? Apakah ini batik termahal di sini? Which means, is this the most expensive batik here? In the sentence, there is the word termahal. Termahal, which means most expensive. It consists of prefix ter and the adjective mahal, which means expensive. The prefix ter in that context means paling, paling, which means at most. Termahal, termahal means the most expensive. So you can use the prefix ter or the word paling before the adjective to convey something that is most mahal, mahal, which means expensive. Murah, murah, which means cheap or something else. For example, apakah ini batik termahal di sini? Apakah ini batik termahal di sini? Which means, is this the most expensive batik here? Or, apakah ini batik paling mahal di sini? Apakah ini batik paling mahal di sini? Which means, is this the most expensive batik here? Another example. Batiknya bagus. Batiknya bagus, which means, is the batik good? Ya, kami hanya menjual batik dengan kualitas terbaik. Ya, kami hanya menjual batik dengan kualitas terbaik. Which means, yes, we only sell batik with the best quality. Batiknya bagus. Batiknya bagus, which means, is the batik good? Ya, kami hanya menjual batik dengan kualitas paling baik. Ya, kami hanya menjual batik dengan kualitas paling baik. Which means, yes, we only sell batik with the best quality. Every region in Indonesia has its own batik motifs, which shows characteristic of the area. Each motif contains a philosophical meaning related to the noble values of the Indonesian society. Batik tulis, literally translated written batik, is actually hand-painted batik. The often small and intricate motifs make the process of producing it like writing small characters in the form of various objects such as flowers, animals, etc. on a piece of cloth. Before ending, mari berbahasa Indonesia. Let's speak Indonesian for today. For more details, let's listen to the example of the conversation one more time.
Apakah ini batik termahal di sini?
Bukan. Yang paling mahal adalah batik tulis.
Listener, that was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia. Let's speak Indonesian with the topic berbelanja. Berbelanja, which means shopping. Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who wants to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Sampai jumpa.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkomen de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, in today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Azizah by Tia Ramon. Like the title, the song is about a woman named Azizah. The lyrics tell us about Azizah, who has round eyes, pretty smile, white teeth, and curly hair. Her beauty is described as a singer from the heaven. Remembering Azizah makes a man worried and hesitate. Besides Tia Ramon, this song was sung by P. Ramlee and Ahmad Yais. Alright listener, this is the song Azizah by Tia Ramon. Happy listening!
Tidur malam terbayang jadi bimbang, Om Aziza.
Voice of Indonesia.
Oh,
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.